Disney Treasure sets sail beginning in December 2024. All the news from Destination D, headline news, trivia, and so much more at today's Disney Parks Podcast.
Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times. And get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
All right, kids, welcome to this week's show for September 11th week. First, let's start with a little 9/11. Today is a day that you really can't forget. You have to remember. Please go out and honor our first responders. That's the fire, the police, the ambulance, and our servicemen. Because there was a lot of tragedy this day. I lost a friend who was a fellow firefighter in my hometown in New Jersey, and then went on to work in Manhattan. And unfortunately, he did not come home that day. So a little remembrance for 9/11 would be awesome. All right. Let's get into the contest.
Yes.
You can book your 2024 Walt Disney World package and get entered to win a Disney cruise for four. That's right. You heard it. For four. Win a cruise just by planning your vacation. Contact us today to start planning your 2024 Disney vacation package by contacting us at DisneyParksPodcast.com/D, the number two, and the word travel, D2Travel. The rules for the contest are this. Your package must include a minimum of four nights at a Disney resort and 4 days of tickets and dining package. Deposit must be made at the time of booking before October 1st, 2023. Travel must be taken after January 9th, 2024. Cancellation of the booking will result in the forfeiture of the prize, and cruise dates are subject to availability. All right. Good stuff. So, did you watch the stream of Disney Consciousness on Saturday? What was it, Sunday? Was it Sunday? No, it was Saturday.
I did not.
You did
it
not?
Was sad. It was, I did not watch the stream.
Jeez. Jeez.
I know. I heard a lot, and yeah. I saw a ton. But
yeah, all right. Yeah, it was interesting. There were some interesting things. This is like the second one I haven't been to. Just because they've jacked the price so high, it's like, yeah, all right, that's like what, $3,000 for me to go? No, thanks. I can spend that money on a cruise. You know, so. What is our first little ditty of news, Mr. James?
Our first little ditty of news is the Disney Treasure.
Ooh.
Looks like we got our final notifications.
Yeah.
The Disney Treasure will unlock fun, adventure, and relaxation for families beginning in December 2024.
Wow.
Which really is not that far away.
Yeah, it's not.
And I hope we get a Disney Plus on the making of this like we did with the last one. That was
really
good. Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's going to be a sister ship to the Wish. I think it's going to
it has
kind
to
lay out.
My opinion, yeah, it's not easy to just bang out a brand new design that quick.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
So, and if you look at the pattern, the first two ships were the same cut design. The Dream and the Fantasy are the same cut design, so it only makes the sense that the Wish and the Treasure are the same as well.
Yeah. I'm assuming it's easier to order in twos. Like, we'll need two of those.
Even numbers are always nice, you know. Oh, yeah, the Disney Cruise Line's new ship, the Disney Treasure, will offer immersive experience inspired by Disney, Pixar, Star Wars, and Marvel, as well as beloved Disney parks attractions. The ship's design will focus on adventure elements, with elements from movies like Aladdin, Coco, and Zootopia incorporated into its spaces. There will be new dining experiences, including Plaza de Coco, a theatrical dining experience based on Coco, the movie, and Worlds of Marvel, a Marvel dining-themed dining experience based on Marvel, I would assume. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The ship will feature family entertainment, including the Grand Hall with Aladdin themes, Sarabi for daytime activities and evening entertainments, and the Walt Disney Theater with Broadway-style productions. The upper decks will offer water activities, dining options, and unique attractions called Aquamouse. So that'll be the second from the Wish. Adults can also enjoy various experiences on board, including Periscope Pub, Skipper Society, and upscale dining venues like Palo Steakhouse and Enchanté.
Enchanté.
And The Rose. There will also be a census spa and other adult exclusive spaces. Children of all ages will have dedicated spaces and programming such as Disney's Oceaneer Club, Marvel Superhero Academy, Fairy Tale Hall, and more. The ship's accommodations will cater to families, including staterooms with split baths and connecting doors. Ooh. The Disney Treasure will expand the Disney Cruise Line fleet and is being constructed in Germany, powered by liquefied natural gas. It offers a range of accommodations, including concierge level staterooms and royal suites themed after Disney characters, animal companions. Do not look at their price. Setting sail December 2024. The Disney Treasure, the sister ship to the Disney Wish that launched in 2022, will embark on its maiden voyage, a seven-night Eastern Caribbean cruise from Port Canaveral on Friday, from Florida, on December 21st, 2024. Yes, folks.
Ouch.
If you look, that is the Christmas cruise.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
That is the Christmas cruise. You will be on the maiden voyage on the Treasure for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Your gift will be a bill. Yeah. Followed by an inaugural season of seven-night itineraries to the Eastern and Western Caribbean from Port Canaveral, Disney Cruise Line Castaway Club members can book a Disney Treasure cruise as early as September 12th, 2023, and bookings will open to all guests September 20th, 2023. Everybody else will get their list as followed. Pearl Castaway Club members, Tuesday, September 12th, 2023. Platinum Club members, Wednesday, September 13th. Golden Oaks residents and Club 33, Wednesday, September 13th. Gold Castaway members, Thursday, September 14th. Disney Vacation Club members and Adventure by Disney Insiders, Monday, September 18th. Silver Castaway Club members, Tuesday, September 19th, and then the rest of everybody else, general public, will open Wednesday, September 20th, 2023.
Assuming there's anything left to book.
Yeah, well, I did hear that this will be the main seven-day cruise ship now out of Port Canaveral when it docks.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So it's interesting that Golden Oak and Club 33 ranks number 3 on Disney's list. Now, if you're talking
about
people that give you money, right? Golden Oak and Club 33 is probably more than the Pearl and the Platinum.
Platinum.
But okay. Number 3.
Well, I mean, they're technically 2. They do open the same as Platinum.
Okay. So they're tied for second.
13th. They're tied for second. I would probably put them above Pearl. But that's just my opinion.
If I was making this list, all right, who gives us the most amount of money? Well,
religiously.
Like every month. All the time. Or HOA fees.
And one of these comes with a mortgage.
Yeah.
Actually, both probably do.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. All right. Whatever you want. Your game. We're just playing along.
We're just here. We're here for a podcast. That's what we do. You wrote the list. We just read it.
Exactly. All right. Let's talk about the Haunted Mansion expansion at Disneyland in California, which is coming in 2024. So Disneyland Resort in 2024 is set to expand the Haunted Mansion grounds with new additions. These additions will build upon the story and lore of the Haunted Mansion and will include expanded outdoor queue and that immersive guests enhancing the theming. A new retail shop will also be added next to the attraction exit because it has to exit into a gift shop. The expanded queue will incorporate elements from local legends suggesting that the mansion was built by a sea captain, and will feature gardens inspired by Master Gracie, Madame Leota, and the One-Eyed Cat. Each garden will have a unique feature such as water fountain, gazebo, and themed statuaries. A new greenhouse where the greenkeepers grow plants will be visible. The pet cemetery and horse-drawn funeral hearse will remain on the grounds. And additionally, there will be the all-new retail shop in a carriage house belonging to none other than Madame Leota. Enhancements to the plaza adjacent to Tiana's Palace will also be made, creating a park-like setting for relaxation and live entertainment in front of a haunted mansion. Construction is set to begin on January 2024 with improved accessibility, including a new elevator for exit of our guests with disabilities. That's good. Sounds interesting. They're getting the gift shop we already have, but I do like their grounds expansion thing because our queue is kind of wonky the way it comes off the side of the building. So they probably could do something nicer there, but I don't know where they would do it.
And ours doesn't exit into it.
Yeah, it doesn't exit into it.
It's there, though. It's not far.
Yeah, you have to walk to it, but it's not into it. So
why doesn't it exit into the bathroom?
Yeah, it's right there.
I mean, it always goes to a gift shop.
Yeah,
you can always change it up a little.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. All right. What do you got there next?
Next, we are headed out to Tokyo Disney Resort. And Tangled, Frozen, and Peter Pan attraction names, details at Fantasy Springs have been revealed. Tokyo Disney Resort's Fantasy Springs is set to open in spring of 2024. We'll introduce new attractions and experiences themed around Tangled, Frozen, and Peter Pan. The 8th themed port at Tokyo Disney Sea. I didn't even know they had 7.
Mm.
One of these days I got to get out there. The 8th themed port at Tokyo Disney Sea will feature 3 areas. Wow. Rapunzel's Forest. This area will house Rapunzel's Lantern Festival attraction, where guests can relive Rapunzel's romantic boat ride with Flynn Rider. The Snuggly Duckling restaurant, inspired by the film, will offer various dining areas. Peter Pan's Neverland. Guests can explore a pirate ship, dine at Lookout Cookout, a hideout for the lost kids, and enjoy 2 attractions. Peter Pan's Neverland Adventure lets visitors join Peter Pan, Tinkerbell, and the lost kids in exploring Neverland, while Fairy Tinkerbell Busy Buggies allows them to help Tinkerbell deliver packages in Pixie Hollow. Ooh, that was twisting.
Yeah.
Frozen Kingdom, set after the events of Frozen, this area will feature Anna and Elsa's Frozen Journey, a ride that retells the story of the two sisters, the Royal Banquet of Arendelle Restaurant, and Oaken's OK Foods Snack Spot will offer dining options. adjacent to Fantasy Springs is Tokyo DisneySea's Fantasy Springs Hotel. Featuring two dining options, Fantasy Springs Restaurant with buffet-style dining and La Liboulée offering French cuisine.
Ooh.
A Grand Pardis and Grand Pardis Lounge. The Fantasy Springs gift merchandise store will also provide guests with mementos of their visit.
Very interesting. You know, listen, Tokyo Disney got some really good stuff. I saw some images again this weekend of the Frozen Land, and it looks pretty spectacular. And they actually showed us a photograph image of the Frozen Land at night, and it looks awesome. So,
wow.
Something that should probably come here to the States. Anyway, let's talk about a new nighttime show over at Disneyland, which is great because we didn't get one. Will illuminate the rivers of America. With Fantasmic on hiatus due to the fire in April, a new nighttime show at Disneyland is coming to the Rivers of America in New Orleans Square. Following the grand opening this week, Tiana's Palace restaurant in New Orleans Square, the heartbeat of New Orleans, a living mural, will debut on September 29th. The new limited-time nighttime show at Disneyland tells the story of the mischievous frog with a jazz score. It will also be accompanied by projections incorporating original artwork from Disney graphic designer Marcella Sweet, whose chalk art in the downtown Disney district was showcased during Disneyland's Celebrate Soulfully. In addition, Queenie and the Jambalaya Jazz Band will continue their musical cruises along the river on select evenings this fall and nightly during the holiday season. Fantasmic is expected to return in the spring of 2024, but without its iconic 45-foot Maleficent dragon. Owie. I guess they deemed it too dangerous.
Mm.
Fire. Don't.
Well, at least it's coming back.
Yeah, it's coming back.
And I'm sure the dragon will make its return eventually.
Yeah, I'm surprised they don't take the dragon out of ours, too.
Rebuild it, but...
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. All right, what else do we have?
Well, we're going to shift over to the boardwalk here. Member Halloween event returns to Atlantic Dance Hall. On six afternoons in September and October 2023, Disney Vacation Club owners can visit Disney's boardwalk for an exclusive member event. After making its debut in 2022, Disney Vacation Club's Halloween member event is back for 2023. From 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. on select afternoons, members can visit the Boardwalk's Atlantic Dance Hall for photos with Disney characters sporting their holiday garb and complimentary holiday treats. Scheduled event dates are Monday, not September 25th. I know, no weekend. Sorry, guys. Sorry, everyone. Monday, September 25th, Tuesday, September 26th, Monday, October 9th, Tuesday, October 10th, Monday, October 30th, and Tuesday, October 31st, 2023. And on for the fine print, please pay attention. The event is open only to members who are registered guests at Disney-owned and operated resorts at Walt Disney World or Disney's Vero Beach Resort. Attendees must also qualify for membership extras. An owner and up to four additional guests may attend. DVC digital ID card and photo ID must be presented upon arrival. Attendees may wear costumes, but they must comply with Disney's published costumes guidelines. Advanced registration is not required. However, there are capacity limits and the line may close earlier than 4 p.m. Attendees are encouraged to utilize Walt Disney World transportation in order to attend, as parking will not be permitted at Boardwalk, Inns or Villas, or any other nearby resorts. Don't go here thinking you can just go in because you have a membership, which I think is not fair.
Yeah,
but exactly. That's my opinion, and I'm going to keep that to myself.
Yep. They should have done a couple of nights of, hey, this is, you know, this is really for people on property, but here are three nights, four nights that any member can attend. You know, members not staying. You know, that would have been nice.
And you can make a reservation for that one then. Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely. Reservation opens, and if it's gone, it's gone.
Exactly. Exactly.
I live too close to waste my points just to go to a member event that I'm already a member of.
Yeah.
For two hours. Yeah. And do I get food and drink? Did you say?
No.
Mm-mm. I'm not coming.
Yeah. All right. Hey, 2 weeks ago, we had a trivia question. The trivia question was this. In Treasure Cove, what is the name of the restaurant located inside a pirate ship? And the answer was Barbossa's Bounty. And Becky, you are the winner, and it will be in the mail. This week's trivia question. What is the name of the nighttime spectacular show at Disneyland Hong Kong that combines fireworks, music, and projection mapping? If you think you know the correct answer, please send that to DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com. All right, so annual pass holders, you have a merchandise event. I'm calling this the Disney Garage Sale.
Fair enough.
This is all the stuff they couldn't get rid of for the 50th and other events, and they're just going to dump it on pass holders. Because why? Because we'll buy it. We're crazy. Like
see
that.
Your graduation Mickey Mouse there, too.
Yeah,
with its
exactly.
Cap on.
So, from September 20th to 23rd, Advent Health Arena in the Wide World of Sports over at the ESPN Complex will be the home to a unique merchandise event for pass holders. Highlighting the event will include the following. Early access to purchase new trading pins and Pandora charms, including the Epcot Reimagineered Pandora Charm, Journey to Imagination with Figment Charm, Minnie Mouse Bride Pandora Charm, Grogu Rose Platinum Gold,
Rose Gold.
Grogu Rose Gold Pandora Charm, access to a special Pandora Charm just for Walt Disney World pass holders, 65, holy mackerel tonight. 60% off select merchandise, including select apparel, 50th anniversary merchandise, oh, all the stuff we couldn't get rid of, lounge fly items, and Dooney and Burke fashions. Photo opportunities to commemorate this occasion, and special food and beverage offerings will be available for purchase. This event will take place from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. daily. Disney plans to use its virtual queue system to manage attendance beginning at 8 a.m. daily. The annual pass holder can join the queue. Individuals do not physically need to be at Walt Disney World, so stay home in order to
There's
join the
answer.
Queue. Yep. When the pass holder group is called, he or she will have 2 hours, so don't be too far. To arrive at the Walt Disney World Sports.
So get in your queue and start driving that way at least.
Exactly. The event is open only to current pass holders. All attendees should be prepared to present a pass holder card, a Magic Band, or Mobile Magic Pass upon arrival with a form of ID. Guests of pass holders are not permitted. So don't bring your friends. This is interesting. So this is 10 to 7. Like, do they think none of us pass holders have jobs? Like, we can just willy-nilly show up between 10 and 7? Like, so at 8:30, you get in the queue. Oh, dang. 10 a.m. Oh, honey, I'm leaving. I'm going to the garage sale.
You would have to do that and literally leave your house then and there. Yeah. By the time you get there.
Yeah, it's an hour.
You might actually call you.
Well, here for so, me, I would get up at 8:30. I would get in the queue and then just get in my car and drive. And I would just sit.
Exactly.
I would just sit in like the Art of Animation parking lot and just wait.
Go straight to Disney Springs at Starbucks and have a coffee until they call me.
Exactly. And then take the bus over. Yeah. I don't know if buses run there unless there's an event. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. All right, Mr. James, what do we got next?
We have El Capitan Theater hosts Decades of Disney Film Festival, September 24th through the 30th, 2023. In addition to the nationwide Disney 100 Film Festival that is running in theaters through October 26th, Disney's El Capitan Theater will be hosting the Decades of Disney Festival September 24th through the 30th of 2023. The Decades of Disney will showcase 7 Disney animated films across 7 decades in 7 days. It kicks off on September 24th with 1940's Pinocchio, then jumps to 1951's Alice in Wonderland on September 25th. The next film in the series is 1963's The Sword in the Stone on September 26th, followed by the 1973 classic Robin Hood on September 27th. 1981's The Fox and the Hound plays on September 28th, while 1997's The Hero with Muscles Hercules plays on September 29th. The Decades of Disney closes on September 30th with Everyone's Mischievous Space Alien in 2002's Lilo and Stitch. Pre-show film plus before each film guest will get to view an all-new short Disney Once Upon a Studio before each screening. The live-action 2D 3D hybrid short celebrates the 100-year anniversary of the studio. It premiered at this year's Annecy Animation Film Festival in France. Tickets are $10 per person, and there is one showtime daily at 10 a.m. To buy tickets, visit elcapitantheater.com or call 1-800-DISNEY-6. The El Capitan Theater is located at 6838 Hollywood Boulevard in Hollywood, across from the Hollywood and Highland Complex.
Yep. And Jimmy Kimmel records the show right next door if he's recording because there's a strike. Have you been to the El Capitan Theater?
I have not, no.
Oh, it's a very cool place. If you get a chance to see a movie in there, it's definitely worth it. The very old school, old time theater. They have what they call a curtain show, and I'm not going to ruin that for anybody, but if you go, you'll know what that means. But it's very cool. All right, there's one thing I wanted to talk about before we get to the headline news, and this is Disney is releasing the Ultimate Animated Film Collection commemorating 100 years, featuring a 3-volume set of, you ready, 100 of Disney's animated films from Disney and Pixar. It's everything from Snow White to Elemental. And this is going to be released by, who's the person? Walmart is going to release this, and they're going to start pre-selling it September 18th. Plus, you'll get the Blu-ray for 100 movies and a digital code to use as well. That is nuts. 100 movies. All yeah, the, I'd love to know the price.
The it's box is nice. I know the price.
You know, how much is it?
$1,500.
Get the hell out.
Yeah.
Okay. Now it's off my list.
I just saw the price yesterday. I think it was around. I was around that actually.
Wait a minute. Hold on. So what are they saying? Like $15 a movie? That's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, it'd be nice to have all 100 movies and a digital code. That'd be fantastic. Let's see what we got.
1500 right here.
Wow. So 15 bucks a movie is what they're thinking.
Yep. Disney set to release November 14th. For $1,500, the Disney Legacy Egg Animated Film Collection is a box set containing 100 Disney movies on Blu-ray disc.
Wow. Wow. All right.
It's a nice box, though. It's very pretty. Yeah, ain't gonna lie.
I'll just cross it off my Christmas list because I'm gonna drop $1,500.
Gonna have to stay right there.
It's ridiculous. I'll just watch them on YouTube or Disney Plus.
Don't you have them all already?
I have a good majority of them.
Okay. So buy the ones you don't have.
Exactly. Exactly.
Put those on your Christmas list.
Yeah, that'd be good. All right, kids. How about a little headline?
Headline news.
And now, the headline news.
Okay, a lot of our headline news is things that were announced at Destination D. So don't be surprised if you hear a lot of things there. First up, new Disney Locana trading.
Locana, yep.
Yep, trading card game available at Shop Disney. And it will hit retailers September 1st. Pass holder previews have been announced for Journey of Water. You don't need to do anything except get a park reservation. So,
yep. Which is nice.
Yeah, go into the app, click on Pass Holder News. You'll see the Moana thing. Just click that, and it has all the information that you need to know.
DVC preview has also been released as well, just so you all know.
Yep. Yep. Magic Kingdom expansion to be the largest ever. This is Destination Day. Largest ever for the park, similar to Pandora or Galaxy's Edge. So here's the speculation. There's two places. We know this is going on the left side of the park. Castle here, over by Frontier. So something behind Frontierland, going kind of in that direction. Possibly on this side of the railroad berm on the inside park. And then another one behind, like, the Splash Mountain. Behind Splash Mountain, there's a whole big service area. So it could be possibly behind that. And that might be outside the railroad berm. So that's the speculation. Where it actually winds up.
Is there that much room back there?
There's not that much room back there, but there might be enough to drop a land. It's hard to tell on a map how much a square. I mean, you could probably go to Google Maps and start measuring it or something. But
I'm already there. But I was just curious to see how much greenery is there.
Yeah,
there's a good amount, but you would, like you said, you would have to go out the railroad berm for sure.
Yeah, well, they already jumped Tron outside there, so who's to say other things won't happen?
Yeah, Tron's already in its own little land.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's on a world ball by his own.
Yep. Hey, Moana meet and greet is coming to Epcot near the Journey of Water. Oh my God, I am shocked.
Where else would it go?
Zootopia. This was an interesting one. Zootopia is not getting a land here in Walt Disney World. They're getting a show that's going to replace It's Tough to Be a Bug. I don't think that was a good idea. Now, I think two other parks outside of the United States are both getting lands, and we're getting a show. So, very interesting thinking there.
Yeah.
Figment meet and greet started today. Actually, started yesterday. And I heard today, twice, Figment fell and hit the ground.
I heard that, too. I also heard the line was 4 hours long yesterday.
Yeah, I heard they even cut off the queue. So,
what choice do you get?
Did he trip over his tail? Did he trip over his imagination? I mean, what's the problem with Figment?
New cast member? No, I'm pretty sure he tripped over his imagination because I don't think anybody imagined it being that long of a line.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So over in the Animal Kingdom in Dinoland,
This is exciting.
This is now going to be a Central America-themed area featuring Encanto and Indiana Jones. Now, here's my take. The Indiana Jones is obviously going to go in Dinosaur because it's the same exact ride attraction. Well, they have
literally skin it. The track is the same.
So I feel like this was just like an easy way out. Like, hey, we don't want to build anything new. Let's just take our Indiana Jones from Disneyland. We'll drop it in Dinosaur and we're done. So I don't know.
And that's my thing. I would like not have an issue with that. But could we get our own new theme?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's have an Indiana Jones ride, but not the same story.
Yeah, yeah. Let's have something new and different and exciting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just think that was a very easy escape out rather than them coming. They didn't really have to. All they had to do was copy what they were doing for the other park in Europe or Asia. And it just paste that into Disney World. We would have been fine with that. We would have been happy.
We did that for Tron.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, all right, we'll get to that in a second. All right. So Disney Cruise Line named their seventh ship, and that is going to be
the
Disney Adventure. It's a venture out there somewhere. And
for all of you that don't remember, that was the bought ship called the Global Dream that went bankrupt. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So that'll be interesting. And then the new island destination is going to be called Disney Lookout Key at Lighthouse Point. Now, everybody's like, well, why didn't they just name this something, you know, Disney? Why Lookout Key at Lighthouse Point? Because the Bahama government owns most of this island, and they probably said, no, you can't change the name of our island. You can add it to whatever you're going to name it, but you cannot rename our island. So that's my speculation on what happened with the naming of this. You know, rather than being called Castaway Key, it's called
Lookout Key.
Yeah, Lookout Key. That's Lookout Key at Lighthouse Point. So just my two cents. If you know more, please send that to DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com. I think for the third time in
it
forever.
Is the third time for and not for long. If it works, it'll be great.
They're going to take Test Track and reimagine it like the original World of Motion. So when World of Motion, Test Track reimagineered back to World of Motion. Now, my question is, Disney, have you lost all your creative juices? Could you not find something exciting?
Before you said that, I've been racking my brains on what they would do with this for a while, and I thought they would just push it to the whole new generation of cars coming out, which would be their EV line, and a newer, updated reskinning of the cars and the vehicles and a whole new retheming. And don't get me wrong, the last two rethemings were really good.
Right.
But now we're going backwards in time.
We're going backwards,
We've lost the reinventing the wheel.
And still nothing announced for the empty building next to this, which was supposed to be the Play Pavilion.
Next to that. Yeah. Next to that.
Completely gutted. It's just the skin and nothing yet. Okay. Thank you. We have a new nighttime spectacular coming to Epcot, and that is they're stuck on these names. This is
yes, they are.
We're going from Harmonious to Lumino. I can't even
Luminous.
Say it. Luminous. Harmonious to Luminous. What's with the oos? Can we?
Well, still got the ill in there too with illuminations and luminous.
Luminous. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe people will be, it'll be all right. I don't know. I guess they could screw it up more than they did, but I hope that's not the case. I hope they listen to all the guests and finally come up with something that was suitable for this park. World Celebration. Now, remember, there's neighborhoods in Epcot now. There's not lands. They're neighborhoods. World Celebration is the big main center where Spaceship Earth is. That will open December. which means we might actually not see construction walls come Christmas.
Yes, so. They put a very aggressive opening date now.
Yeah. Now,
I mean, we just took a tour of it recently, and it looks like it's coming along fairly well.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see between now and December, which is 3 months away.
Yeah. My speculation was this. If I was betting and guessing, I thought they would have done this around October 1st, the park's anniversary, taking down all the walls, announced the opening, and had it done. Apparently, they can't hit the October 1st deadline. That's sad, but hopefully it'll be worth it. I don't know. Journey of Water, inspired by Moana, will have an official opening date of October 16th. So that's coming up right around the corner. They're breaking Walt's rule one more time because, you know, they can. Peg Leg Pete is returning at a new Pirates of the Caribbean themed tavern coming to Adventureland in the Magic Kingdom. Now, Magic Kingdom and Disneyland were supposed to be dry parks. Now, they've put alcohol in restaurants that you can have with your meal that you can't take out. But this is now going to be a tavern. Are they going to use the same rule? You can't take alcohol out of this venue? Or are they going to be like, eh, go ahead? That's the big question. So, I mean, the last thing you want is a bunch of drunk parents in the Magic Kingdom with a lot of children running around.
You don't need to have them drunk to have them argue, as we've seen so far already.
Yeah.
Enough times.
Exactly. Exactly.
That 2 hour wait on Thunder Mountain gets them pretty riled up already.
Yep. The next one I'm a little bit excited about.
Bears are getting skinned. I mean, never mind. I take that back.
We're going to make bear rugs out of them. The Country Bears is going to get replaced by a Disney music. Think of it as a Disney music variety show. So it'll be like country, hillbilly, rockabilly, all kinds of different music. And I think the Bears are still going to be in it.
Yes, it'll still be the Bears from what I heard too, but they will be all new outfits and a whole new track.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is great. It definitely needed an updating. It's the 1971 attraction that time they updated it, they just cut time off it. They made it shorter. Now, let's hope that they add some value back to this thing.
Pull it all down, grease the wheel.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of mechanisms in there.
Let's get it updated.
The Hatbox Ghost is coming to the Haunted Mansion in the Magic Kingdom in Disney World in late November. So
sometime after
Halloween, like it should.
Sometime after Halloween. Yeah. No.
After Halloween, we'll get you a Hatbox Ghost. There you go.
Yeah, you know that 2 day closure we had that turned out to 3? Yeah, that didn't happen.
Yep.
Exactly. It wasn't then. Which you thought. It wasn't gonna happen.
Hey, Disney Vacation Club members, you're gonna get an exclusive Disney Treasure Voyage. And that is for January 4th. Those things sell out instantaneously. They like vaporize. So if you are one of those DVC members that likes to use their points for cruises, we don't know when the booking will be, but it will be cruise date of January 4th. So sometimes around Christmas, you'll be spending your Christmas Eve trying to get on this thing.
I am hearing you can use your points, but it is not going to be a Disney Vacation Club private.
Oh, really?
Cruise like the one they usually do. But then again, this you may have heard more than I have since what I heard last. But I don't know. More details to come on that when I find out.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. And then the last announcement we have is the D23 Expo is now going to be called D23, the ultimate Disney fan event, and it is coming back to Anaheim August 9th through the 11th of 2024. Now, some changes are going to happen. There will be events at the convention center like normal, But all the big panel announcements, guess what? Are moving to the Honda Arena, where you can watch them. Everybody will be able to watch them because the arena can hold the entire contents of D23 Fan Club.
And that is now, how many people?
I've been asking for this for years. I've been like, why do we have it in this small little 1,200 seat thing when there's like 40? I asked a few people years ago, like, how many people are allowed to go to D23? And somebody had a good answer. It said it's based on the fire code of the building. And I did some minuscule research, and it was about 70,000 people. So 70,000 people any given day at the arena, and they have a 1,200 seat arena for the big panel things, like parks and movies and all that. So there's a lot of people that ain't going to see the show. You know, so then they built another room. So, well, hold on. Then they took it out of the arena. They took some large rooms, made that in the arena, and then made an overflow room where they had TV screens. And that still wasn't enough. So now they're going to a full-size arena, which will be interesting because now people are going to have to figure out how to get from their Disneyland resort or the convention center to this Honda arena. That'll be an interesting thing. Disney, are they going to provide buses? That's a lot of buses. Or if you're at the resort in your room and you go, oh, let's go to the bubble tonight, what do you have to do? How are you going to get there? Are you going to take an Uber? Are you going to take a cab? So this is going to be interesting to see how they try to figure out these logistics for this. Have you been, James, to an expo?
I have not, no.
Oh, maybe we should go.
Yeah, I've been told they're pretty interesting.
I know somebody that you live with would like to go, I'm sure.
Oh, I know someone that I live with, too, that keeps already poking me for the next one already.
All right. Did you hear anything about at Destination D that we should... And here you go, and we must go.
Yep, there it is. I already heard it from here. It's too bad the door's closed and you couldn't hear it from here. Because if you would have heard it, you would have known.
Anything else?
You all would have heard it.
Yeah, anything else you heard that I didn't capture here?
I have not. I know we talked about the Disney Adventure, which was the one that I was going to bring up. For all you know, this is going to be a 6,000 passenger ship.
Oh, nice.
So it will be redesigned and retooled to Disney.
So 6,000 passengers plus 3,000, that's like 9,000 people on the cruise ship, right? There's like 2-to-1 guest to cast member, something like that.
Something like that. Yeah, so there'll be at least 2,000 or 3,000 people manning the ship. Nice. Oh boy, that's a lot.
Yeah. It's like being on the Titanic.
I have. That's not a good thing.
All right. Well, let's put a forky in this and call this done. I think we beat the news to a dead.
I think it's a little stale now.
All right, Mr. James, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you all for joining us on this adventure.
That includes you, Susan, and Jonathan. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a member. Please don't forget 9/11.
And Andrew.
Yep, and Andrew. Please don't forget, go thank a service person or a first responder for their service. And that's it. We'll see you.
We don't see the parks.
And that's it.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc., are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a pool out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through.